We are now going to continue with lesson three. And this time we're going to be working with actual words. Remember, when we read Hebrew right to left. And you start with the first consonant on the right, and then you read the vowel. And then you go up to, and you can see this diagram on page 15 in your lesson. And so we had the aleph with the kamatz, that would be ah. Now we're going to go up to the hay. And the hay, which is the second consonant, and we're going to read that vowel. So that would be ha. And then the final consonant is a vet, v. So we would read that as ahav. Okay, now let's come down and work on these actual words. The first word is yud with a kamatz, and that would be ya. And the second consonant would be a lamed with a patach and a dalet, lad. So that would be pronounced yalad. Let's all say it together, yalad. The second word is a yud with a segol. That would be yeh, and then a lamed with a segol and a dalet. That would be led. So putting those two together, we'd have yeled. Now, by default, the accent in Hebrew falls on the final syllable. However, there are a few exceptions, and one of those is when there are two segols in a row. Nothing can be in between them, but there are two segols in a row. The first one gets the accent. So this word is pronounced yeled. It's not yeled, it's yeled. Hear the difference? The accent is on the ye. Yeled, not yeled. So let's all say yeled together. Good. The next word is aleph with a tsere and a lamed. That is el. El. The next word is mem with a kamatz and a hey. And that is ma. Ma. Ma means what? It's an interrogative or a question word. So in biblical Hebrew, there are no accent marks, no punctuation marks. And so since there are no punctuation marks, then they use words. So in order to say, where am I? We have to use a word for where, or what is this? So that is the word ma. So it's the interrogative or the question word. Now this word, this next word, number five, is a little bit of a tongue twister. It means so, like this, or thus. Okay, now words in Hebrew sometimes look like they're difficult, but if you read them slowly, syllable by syllable, you'll find that they're pretty easy to read. Okay, the first one is a kaf, because it's got the dagesh, kaf with a patach. That's ka. And the second syllable is a chaf. Note, there's no dagesh. A chaf with a patach and a hey. So the second syllable is pronounced cha. So the first syllable again is ka, and then we have cha. Ka, cha. This time say it just a little bit more quickly. Ka, cha. Ka, cha. And again, in this particular word, the accent happens to be on the first syllable. So let's say it again. Kacha, kacha. And now the next word is aleph with a segol, vet with a segol, and a nun sofit. Okay, notice that we have two segols in a row. So the first one is going to get the accent. Evan. 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 And I just noticed I skipped the one up above it. And this is a great word. Everybody loves this word. It's a lamed with a segol, a chet with a segol. And notice that is a final letter and it's square. So that's going to be the mem sofit. Okay. Now, normally the accent would be where? That's right. It would be on the last syllable. However, there are two segols in a row. So what happens? The first segol gets the accent. So that's le, and then the last syllable is chem. So that's lechem. Lechem. Remember Beit Lechem, Bethlehem, house of bread? And so lechem is bread. So that's a fun word in Hebrew. Evan, which we did right before that, the translation of Evan is stone. And now for number 8, we have the Samech. Note the difference between number 6, the final letter, is a mem sofit. Notice how it's square. Now we have number 8, and it's rounded. And it's also not the last letter of the word. So that means it's a Samech. So that would be se, and then the final syllable would be lamed, kamatz, hey, sela, sela. Okay, please say sela, or often in English we say sela or sela. Now let's come down to number 9, and that word is lamed with a tsere and a vet, lev. Means heart, lev. Number 10 is a word that's translated into, it's the same word, I think, in every language. And this is amen. Some people in English here in the United States call it amen, but in Hebrew it's amen. And it means truly, truth, let it be. Amen, amen. So that is an aleph with a kamatz, that's a, mem with a tsere, and a nun sofit. Note how the nun hangs below the line. So we know that's going to be a sofit. So we have amen. Say amen. And now we'll quickly go through the last 6 words. The first one is 1. Aleph with a segol is e. Chet with a kamatz and a dalet is chad. So echad. Say echad. Number 2 is this. And that is spelled zayin. Notice the little top hat on it. We often call it a Luigi hat, and that's how you can tell it from some of the other letters. And so that's a zayin with a segol and a hey. Ze. Ze. And number 3 is garden. And that is a gimel with a dagesh, and we'll talk about that dagesh later. And a nun, see, the nun is hanging down again. Gone. Gone. And the next one is pronounced Laban in English, but in Hebrew, it has a different pronunciation. It's the lamed with a kamatz, that's la. A vet with a kamatz, va. And notice that the nun hangs down again. It hangs below the line. So we know that's a nun sofit. So that would be lavan. Lavan. This number 5 is a great word. And it is yes, so, or thus. We often say in our class, ken, ken, ken. That means yes, yes, yes. And so that is a kaf We know it's a cough because it has the dagesh in it. And it's sere. So that's ke. And then we have the nun sofit. Ken. Ken. And the final word is the mem with a kamatz and a hey. That is ma. Ma. Again, that is a, it's an interrogative or a question word. Ma. Okay, very good. I encourage you just to practice these and you'll be surprised. It'll quickly come to you. Okay, blessings. I talk to you soon. Bye.